Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, JR. Hoodie and I back 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll talk to Albert Breer and Anthony Rizzo tomorrow. CEO.
Sounds exciting.
Looking forward to that. And thank you to all of our callers. And thank you, Jesse Rogers.
Frank Rizzo.
I'm reading my New York Post this morning. I subscribed to it on my iPad.
Jesse and?
And there is...
Jesse and?
Chuck Garfine. Sorry, Chuck. And there's the headline. Mike Holmgren...
Yes.
With ESPN Chicago's Carmen and Yurko.
That's right. TMZ Sports, baby, on Friday. You feel like you've made it to the big time when you're on TMZ Sports.
How about that?
As long as you're not in trouble or anything.
As long as you're not the story.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You're just the aside.
No, Mike was really good. He's always really good with us.
Really
He's
good.
Giving you his honest opinion.
He's a good man.
I wouldn't let it get to that point.
He's a good man.
Yeah, it was great.
Carmen asked the hard-pressing, hard-hitting question that we always appreciate.
No, you asked a good follow-up, though, about, like, did you ever feel like you had an obligation to tell your players that this is what we're doing? He said, no. No, he did admit that the world has changed.
Yeah.
Like, it's different. He joked. He goes, John, you made a lot of money, but these guys said they really make a lot of money. I mean, he admitted that it's different, but they didn't do that. I mean, he talked about Bill Walsh bringing in Steve Young. Like, they didn't call Joe Montana aside and
nobody called Joe.
Going to bring Steve Young in now. It didn't happen back then, but it is different. And
nobody said, hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
We're bringing a guy in.
Joe. What are you doing with avocados,
we don't want. Yeah, we know how sensitive you are.
I
know what Joe's doing with avocados.
Yeah, I know what
you
got
to water them, man.
Yeah.
You got an avocado tree?
Yeah.
You better start watering that thing. They take a lot of water.
Is that right?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No,
I know.
It seems odd. They don't get a lot of water in California.
Somebody was accused of stealing somebody else's water. A famous movie star was stealing water from somewhere to water his avocado plant.
This sounds like Chinatown, really?
Yeah, I'm 100% correct.
No kidding?
It's exactly what I thought when I heard that story.
Man. Yeah.
That's what Joe's doing with his avocados. He's sprinkling water on them, man.
It's Chinatown, Jake.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And what was the second movie after Chinatown?
The
30 years later?
Yeah, it was bad. The Two Jakes. Wasn't
the
it called
Jakes,
The Two Jakes?
100% correct. Did you see both of those?
Yeah, and followed by Jake and the Fat Man.
Kevin
Conroy. That's a classic.
2 weeks in a row we're talking about that guy.
Sonya, what an actor.
Decades.
That's it.
What an actor.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Was he Ironsides? Or was he Cannon?
No,
Which one was it?
He was Cannon.
All right.
So I was telling Cap, I was like, you know, this still comes on MeTV every now and then.
Oh, I bet.
I was like, so I'm supposed to suspend disbelief that William Conrad is chasing after robbers.
Yeah.
He gets out of his Granada or whatever he's driving, right? I'm going to get him. And he's like me going after, like at full speed. Like William Conrad's chasing after criminals.
Like you said, you got to suspend disbelief.
William Conrad.
That's what Hoodie said. It's like him chasing somebody down there.
I'm coming to get you.
I'll be there.
I got to quit smoking.
I mean, come on, man.
Jake and the Fat Man, baby.
Come on.
Aim for the bush.
That's classic.
But I found it interesting in your outstanding interview with Coach Holmgren. I was talking to Hoodie about when...
Carm and Yurko, bop, 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 bop.
When he said, Bill Walsh did not tell...
That's what I said, yeah.
And I'm just, like, it kind of blew me away that how different...
Very different world.
Oh, people are soft what now.
Communication is today.
Yeah, people are soft now.
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy.
Maybe. It's definitely different. And I think Mike was trying to make that point that you do have to handle certain situations. You might not like it, but there might be certain guys where you got to know your players. What Yurko always says that. A good coach knows his players. You know,
Jimmy Johnson said one thing I can guarantee is I'll treat everyone differently.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, you got to know. Some guys need to be pushed harder. Some guys you got to back off. Some guys are sensitive. When the player's really good, I hate to say it, but you almost do have to acquiesce a little bit more, you know, to their wants and their needs. It doesn't sound great, but if he's as good as Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. What a mess the whole thing
is. The Chicago Bulls acquiesced to Dennis Rodman.
How so?
Well, Rodman wanted 3 days off in the middle of the year. He got 3 days off in the middle of the year.
That's true.
Well, here's the thing.
They did, whether they liked it or not.
Like, I think it was Michael. Wasn't it Michael that went to Phil and said, hey, just let him do it? Wasn't that the story? That he basically, and Phil said, okay.
That was in the documentary.
Wasn't that in the documentary where basically Michael's the one who said, let him go. He'll clear his head a little bit. You know, this is what we got to do right now. We might not like it, but let him go do it.
Well, here's one thing we do know, guys, is that the NFL will never be the NBA. I'm sure NFL players of today wish they had the autonomy the NBA players have, in which you can go to general managers and say, I don't want to be here, or I need you to add my friend, or that kind of thing. And the NFL is just not, it's never going to be that.
Cody, I think there's one exception, and I think it's the quarterback. I do. I think it's somebody as good as Aaron Rodgers, somebody as good as potentially Russell Wilson.
Well, they haven't been over backward. Like, the only example of the modern day is Tom Brady. Brady built that offense as far as weapons that he wanted. How often do you get that in the NFL?
They never even gave him any weapons. It's amazing.
He got his guys.
Yeah, I'll take that account.
In Tampa.
I'm sorry.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I got
Fournette.
You. Yeah,
Gronkowski.
It's what he wanted, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So that's the closest to the NBA that you're going to get, Carm. That's my point, is that NFL players of today probably look like, man, you know, I'm the top player. Is there any way that we can – and, you know, GMs and owners are like, no, we're not going to do what you want.
Look, and we know why
that, not in that league.
Like, and Leonard Fournette's a deal now because he's not getting paid what he got paid coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you get Leonard Fournette for $600,000. It's a little different than paying him $4 million.
No doubt.
So that's what I look at. And so Aaron Rodgers probably looks at it as like, man, all these championships, all the great moments that we've had, can I just get another offensive guy? But for Mark Murphy and for Gutekunst, it's like, we're doing what's best for the organization, right?
Yeah.
And I don't like the Krause connotation from Aaron.
Yeah, I know.
If that is true, by the way. I don't like that, because does Aaron understand that Krause was also part of those championship teams too?
Six of them.
I mean, he was part of that too. Well, for better or for worse, he was part of it, right?
He was,
okay.
Sure.
All right, so, you know, Gutekunst hasn't put that many skins on the wall, or the organization has not, for him to make that parallel.
He just started. Poor guy's just started. I mean,
a couple years.
The late Ted Thompson just had the
right
job.
I know,
You know? Ted Thompson wouldn't deal with any of this nonsense, would he?
No.
Listen, he went
He's
through
hardcore.
It. He did it from Favre to Rodgers. He went through it. He knew that he had an obligation to look out for what's best for the organization. That's why they drafted Aaron Rodgers, and they were right.
If you would have asked Ted Thompson, he says, boy, we treat players a lot better than when I played,
when
Ted Thompson played.
I bet.
Well, he's with the old Houston Oilers. And the player rights, they didn't even exist.
No.
Player what? Yeah, player right? You're negotiating what?
Yeah.
They've been dictated policy for so long, you know. This is kind of new for all those old school guys. But even Ted Thompson changed over the course of time.
Mm-hmm. The good ones usually do. Even Coughlin did. You know, they kind of realize they have to adapt or die.
Softened.
Yeah. You like that? Just it's part of the
except
part
at
of the
end.
Game.
He said, "I'm going out the way I want to go out."
Well, Jalen Ramsey, get the hell out of here.
That could be
the pass rushing defensive specialist coming off the corner. You can leave too.
Well, and
they got the draft choices,
Tom was already gone when they traded Ngakoue.
I know. But
by the way, Crosstalk brought to you by the Hawthorne Race Course. Go where Carmen DeFalco, the best gambler I know, gambles all his horses. Right. Sunday nights, Saturday nights, Friday nights, all under the lights. Details, HawthorneRaceCourse.com.
I don't shoot him up with steroids either.
No wonder Jesse Rogers took Medina Spirit. He knew he was getting all the juice.
I mean, really? Jesse. Maybe Jesse knew
Jess,
something.
Come on. What's
Maybe
going
Jesse
on?
Jesse injected him.
I don't know. No.
Have you checked in? Can you get your money back for the second place?
What? That's why when it comes to gambling and horse racing, like, what happens
once they
here?
Go final in that race, it's final. Now, the only thing that's going to come back is the prize money. Prize money will
prize
come back. Trophies will come back.
But if you had a Mandaloon ticket, like, so when I had Country House a couple years ago, but that wasn't.
That was instantaneous.
That was instantaneous.
That
not
race was
Mandaloon
never official.
Now. They already announced it.
If that would suck if you had a Mandaloon ticket.
Yeah.
And he was like
50-1. No, he was 26-1.
Was he 26-1?
Yes.
I'd want my money.
Oh, yeah, it was like 15-1 for second.
The race
went
official.
Oh, my God.
The whole group of us were talking in the IDOT bullpen about what is the dirtiest sport. IDOT, driving responsibly in construction and work zones, really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media.
LifeOrDeathIllinois.com.
I said boxing.
I said track and field or the Tour de France.
Yeah, Tour de France seems pretty.
I'd say Hi-Li.
Nefarious.
Hi-Li.
That's an excellent call.
It's a crooked sport.
They don't have it anymore, though.
Sure they do.
They got
they
it down at the Fontan, down at Davie.
I think they do have it down in Florida.
They do?
Yeah, I think so. Hi-Li's the answer.
Hi-Li's as crooked could be.
Sumo wrestling. You guys ever read about sumo
wrestling? Sumo wrestling.
Freakonomics for sumo wrestling. Yes.
It's fixed.
Very, very nefarious business in sumo wrestling.
I did not know that.
Boxing, I think, is a
Are
great
Are you saying
quality.
The great Yakuza was...
I don't know who the great Yakuza is.
Well, he's the biggest one. The biggest one.
Are you referring to Yokozuma?
Yokozuma.
So you've heard the wrestler? Okay.
I may have that pronunciation wrong.
He's close enough.
I'm not the professional wrestler. I'm talking about the guy that's actually out in Japan.
Talking about an actual
doing
sumo
his crap,
wrestler.
Throwing the salt in, you know, the whole
thing.
No, big
they
step,
think that that's
big
fixed.
Big step left, big step right. Oh, yeah.
What about, look, there are times when you go through this Italian soccer league. Serie A's had its scandals.
Oh, yeah.
Bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, the mafia gets involved, and God only knows what else is happening over there.
Big victory for AC Milan over Juventus. Knocked them out of the top four.
Not baseball? You had a World Series team cheat to win.
Yeah, but that was 100 years ago. I mean.
No. He's talking about
the
now.
Astros.
Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you meant the Black Sox, like throwing a World Series.
We had Rizzo on who said, yeah, these guys are great, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bunch of sticky stuff. We had Sammy Sosa with a cork bat. We had a steroid era.
Yeah, that's true. They did have a pretty bad steroid era.
Well, it wasn't illegal in the United States, but it wasn't illegal in baseball.
I think they're all a little dirty. I mean, isn't that what we're learning? We're rattling off every single one.
I just know that.
I don't think basketball and hockey are rigged, so that's good.
Well, the only basketball rigging you had was the
point shaving.
The official.
Yeah,
Tim Donaghy. There you go.
Football doesn't seem like, I mean, football, you know, there's some clever little things that happen. And, yeah, the Patriots do it maybe somewhat better than others, although they seem to get caught a lot, too, taping the other sidelines. But I wouldn't say it's like rampant in football or hockey or basketball.
And wanting the ball to be at 11 pounds isn't really cheating.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of.
The texture of the football and how soft or how inflated you want it, that's not really cheating.
Kind of like,
That's up to the people who adjudicate the game to make sure the balls are at the pressure they need to be. Period. That's their responsibility.
This is a good Twitter poll question.
That's like
what's
me
the
putting,
dirtiest sport?
Hey, that's like me putting Teflon on my jersey.
Yeah, right.
I can do whatever I want to my jersey. I have to get caught.
Right.
When I'm caught, then there's ramifications for it.
Mm.
But you got to catch me.
But did you not tell me that certain refs would walk up to you that you had known and go,
number 31.
Yerk. You got to clean it up.
My guy. No. Fontenot was complaining about it, specifically Jerry. And Jerry's yelling, I think Chad Brown was his name. And he's like, come on, Chad. He goes, Yurko's got it all over him. And then Chad comes to me and he wipes and he's on his hands. He's like, nothing. There's nothing, Jerry. I got nothing. And he turns around to me and he says, get that stuff off.
So what, are you going to get another jersey?
No. I went to the sideline and we got adhesive stuff that they tape your ankles with.
Yeah.
So I sprayed some on a towel.
And then
just wiped it on.
And it takes it right off?
Well, it combats it.
Okay, yeah. Because it adds tact, like all
yeah,
of a sudden.
It'll add tact.
Jerry,
to it, yeah.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
That's hilarious. That stuff off.
Hilarious.
I remember him telling me that.
Yeah.
Thought it was hilarious.
My guy Donnie Hakes was on his crew at Mark Bright. They were all on the same crew together.
So it. Great.
I know.
So
good
great.
People. Good people.
Anyway, kick us out.
All right.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Hoodie, have a wonderful day, okay, buddy?
I will, buddy.
Boys, have a good Monday. Happy Monday.
You too. Have a great week. I mean, what do you guys need? A special invite to get the hell out of here? Get moving.
And there's no really reason for
don't
that.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, boys. Go watch some Tony Katane videos.
Is there really any reason for that? I mean, really, just something.
No, I went with Bobby
party.
Brown. I looked up Cherry Pie.
Claire White.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. That red lipstick. Oof.
Oh, you like pie?
Let's use them. I think I most certainly do.
Oh, okay.
Had some key lime pie on Friday.
Oh, really?
It's delicious.
Joe sent a whole key lime pie over for
Yeah, Carm, what a mensch. But he bought me a lunch that day. Man, it was so
good. And they threw in a whole key lime pie on the arm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Not only that, it was free.
Yeah.
Both.
Whatever
all right,
it takes. Guys, get out of Dodge. Boys. Wrap it up.
All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Have a great rest of your day.
A little harsh. Just
Carmen, you're connect. See ya.
Just be honest. I'm just a little.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hope everyone had a really nice weekend and a great Mother's Day with your mom, your wife, grandma, whomever it may have been. Happy Monday. It's Carmen and Yurko. White Sox had a very impressive weekend in Kansas City. Jesse Rogers kept trying to tell me, I told you about the Royals, Carmen. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you, Carmen.
How they doing
it's like
now?
Jesse, it's like 20 days in. Let's, you know, give it a minute or two. Kansas City's got a long way to go. Some nice little pieces, no doubt. A couple arms in their farm system that people are excited about, but not yet. Slow down. Pump the brakes.
One of those arms, did you see what happened on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I saw it all right. One of those arms, the White Sox had a cycle in the first inning.
What did they score?
What was it, eight runs in the first?
A 24-minute top half of the first
24
inning.
24 minutes, Yurko. They had a cycle as a team in the first inning. They had a home run, a couple of singles, a double, a triple.
Do they keep
it was fantastic.
That?
I don't think they do, but I kept it in my head.
They should.
I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, this is impressive. Yeah, they jumped all over.
They did it in order, too. They had a couple singles, then they had a couple doubles, they had a triple, and then Mendick came up and gave you a home run.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, Mendick.
What's his name, too? I'm blanking on the kid's name.
Danny Mendick?
No. The star.
Daniel Lynch.
Daniel Lynch. Which should be easy to remember. He's one of our sales guys.
Stick to sales in ESPN Chicago. Stop pitching for the Royals.
Daniel Lynch is one of those guys. That poor kid walked off the mound. He didn't know what hit him. I mean, he was literally beside himself. You know, the Royals, I think, booted two of them, too. That didn't make things any easier. Santana booted one. You know, he finally thinks he gets out of the inning, this arduous, laborious inning, the poor kid. It's already, I think, seven on the board, and then Carlos Santana boots one at first. He was so dejected. By the time Mike Matheny finally came out to take the ball, they're pros, okay? But I got to admit, I sat there, I was like, that poor kid. I'm like, I feel a little bit bad for the poor kid. I mean, he just got a whooping by my White Sox, but I went, the poor kid's walking back.
That's how
back
it works.
There. That's the way it works. He's a pro.
That's how it works.
It was unbelievable.
Well, what were they up? How
it was 8-0.
8-0 in the first
time. He got two
Saturday.
Outs. He couldn't get the third out.
That's what that meant.
A lot of bullpen arms.
La Russa could go to sleep on the bench. Nobody would care.
Tony was sleeping by the third inning.
In Europe, 8-0, it doesn't make a difference.
I know Cap.
Go to bed.
I know
sleep.
Cap singing his praises. I'm not sure why. You sing the praises of Rick Hahn for putting this team together. Sing the praises of the players for rallying around one another, realizing the situation, knowing that they still have an obscene amount of talent. What I like...
And obscene amount of games left.
Very true, Yurk. What I like, Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert in the lineup every day? Come on.
Yes.
Of course. Without them in the lineup, you basically roll out there every day. Tim Anderson, Yoan Moncada, Jose Abreu, Yermin Mercedes...
Andrew Vaughn,
who's still looking for that first elusive home run, but he's hitting the ball hard. His OPS plus, I think, is like 115.
And
pretty good for a rookie.
He's making diving catches in left field yesterday.
He is.
Yeah.
Strange route
to the ball, but he got there.
Well, he got there. Listen, you haven't played it since high school. It could take a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still roll. And if Grandal ever starts hitting, and God bless him for walking, I know. And the point is to get on base. But
Jasmine Grandal?
If Yasmani Grandal would ever start to hit, I mean, they still roll out a lineup that can be very formidable each and every day.
Yes.
So they're good. And I credit Rick Hahn greatly, and I credit the leadership that they have in them.
Sure.
Jose Abreu, Lucas Giolito,
Abreu.
Dallas Keuchel, and some of the other veterans they have for realizing that they're too good to let anybody, inside or outside, get them down and beat them. They're really good.
That's right.
And they have the best run differential now in Major League Baseball. They've got, I think, the second best record maybe overall.
That's
second or
right.
third best record overall.
Best starting rotation
by the
numbers.
I mean, by the numbers. Look at this rotation right now. You've got the lowest ERA, your second best in F4, behind only the Dodgers. Yeah, I mean,
don't you have the highest OPS?
They have the
on base percentage.
They have the highest OBP? On base. They have the fifth highest OPS.
I'm down with OBP.
Yeah, I am down with OBP.
I have been for a long time. You know how much I love it.
Yeah. So it felt good. And now
of course,
you got the Twins.
You won three in a row. You asked them to win three games. They came
and
won
and they
three
did.
Games. Here you go. You're starting to pick them up. You're starting to put them down. You're looking like Medina Spirit going down the stretch at the Kentucky Derby.
Let's hope there's no shenanigans.
Hope no shenanigans, kid. But my point is that you guys are hitting your stride.
And it's Medina Spirit.
Here it is. Medina Spirit. When you cheat, you don't get the right pronunciation. And did the horse know he was cheating? No, he didn't know.
Poor horse doesn't
know. Baffert. It's Baffert.
The horse shares some responsibility. What you put in your body, you're responsible for, my friends.
Stop.
That's what I've been told in sports.
That's right.
Blame the horse.
Did you hear Baffert yesterday?
I heard with Kenny Mayne, you mean?
Yeah.
I did watch that last night.
This has been horrible for the horse. He ran his heart out, and I just hate seeing this for him to go through this, and it's just tough.
Hard for the horse to go through this.
Well, it's hard for the owners of the horse to go through it because you're going to have to sacrifice
$1 million.
A million and change.
It's hard for Bob Baffert.
Yeah, a million and change.
We know people in the
a lot
horse
of money.
We know people in horse racing circles. One you know, in particular that we love very much, Harry Tynowitz, who for years has
years
been saying
has been lambasting.
Lambasting Bob Baffert, saying he is up to no
he's
good. That
no
people
good.
In the inner circles know it.
No, he's no good. Listen,
how
this
do they
is
never catch him? I mean, everybody's been caught. A-Rod finally got caught.
This specific
I mean, like they all
steroid,
get caught.
This specific
Manny
steroid
got caught.
Is a steroid that's allowed and it's utilized in the horse racing industry.
I heard that last night.
But the first test came back double the allowed rate.
I heard you warned
twice as much.
Did I understand this right that Yurko's right? It's like a cortisone steroid almost that
right.
is that is allowed
it's
to be used
an
for treatment.
Inflammatory.
But when they do the test on race day, there cannot be any, like, even trace amounts, I guess they said,
yeah,
in the horse's system.
You're supposed
right?
to, in Kentucky, I guess you're supposed to clear the horse's system 14 days
yes,
before.
Yes, 2 weeks prior.
Is that
two
what
weeks,
it is?
2 weeks
have,
prior.
Yes. So that's the problem, and it was not cleared out of the horse's system.
No, obviously not. And then they've got a second sample that they're going to test. That second sample comes through. He gets, you know, obviously disqualified. The jockey gives the money back. The trainer gives the money back. Jeez. The ownership group has to give the money back.
But you know who doesn't get to collect the money? Anybody that had a 25-to-1 Mandaloon ticket.
That's right.
That sucks.
That race went official, Carm.
And that is why they try to keep this out of sports, because they're especially with horse racing, which you've been gambling, people have been gambling on forever.
Yes.
I mean, sports wagering is opening up now state by state. And it's out in the open more. They've been doing this for over 100 years, and that's why you've got all those commissions and boards probably and all. You know,
that's why you have
try
this,
to keep it
you
on the up
inquiry.
And up.
That's why when something happens at the track on that day, you've got the inquiry sign has been posted.
Yeah.
And then there's a second inquiry called a steward's inquiry. When the steward's inquiry comes down the pipeline, usually that leads to them changing the result of the race.
Yes.
That happens instantaneously. Hold all tickets. That's why there's always a delay until people get paid. The race has to
right.
go official.
I got to admit, this is like kind of interesting and intriguing to me. When I saw the news, it's, you know, you don't have to be a horse racing fan to kind of perk up when you hear that because it's a name you recognize. Everybody knows Bob Baffert, even if you're a very casual sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened last week. The Preakness is this week. He's supposed to have two horses running in it. There's a lot of competition among these sports books now and all these apps. You know, we all are talking about ones we use and we endorse different ones. There's a ton of competition, Yurk. And I don't know what it's like with some of the rules. Like, I use PointsBet.
Yeah.
And if you want to bet with the ponies, they're partnered with Hawthorne Racecourse here
right.
in the state of Illinois. So
right.
you use Club Hawthorne. I don't know if some of these other apps allow you to bet horses through their book and their service. I wonder if they do. Will somebody, as there's so much competition, and we've seen this happen, will one book come in and go, hey, if you had a Mandaloon ticket, we'll pay you?
I was thinking the same thing, Carm.
Because we've seen them do that, Yurk. Like, all of a sudden something happens, but then a book will come out and say, well, there was a technicality here and a scoring, you know, after the game, the official scoring changed, but we're going to pay those tickets anyway. Like,
right.
do you think somebody would have the huevos to do that, Yurk, or is it too much money at 25-to-1?
The chutzpah?
Yeah, like, would somebody do that?
Well, I don't know if it's too much.
I wonder.
You know, they've got so many promotions going on the way it is.
You know what, though? You bring
they
up,
could utilize that as one of their promotions.
I know. Carm brings up a good point, though, because it's odds, because it's 25-to-1.
And it's a paramutual bet. I mean, you're talking about a paramutual wager. You're talking about a pool
of
money.
Well, how about this? Rather than paying you as winners, how about they just give you back
your
what
credit,
you bet?
Yeah, credit your account.
Ah, credit your bet.
Now, there you go. And that's a good way to say, hey, join with us, because look what we did for people who had Mandaloon.
Yes.
We gave them their bet back.
12 days later, we have decided to be mensches.
That's interesting.
We call that the mensch move.
That's the mensch move.
Remember that?
Yeah.
To Bob Seger's night moves, mensch moves.
Yeah, because with horse racing, it's different. Those are paramutual wagers. It's like the payouts are based on the pool. So I don't know how that would all work. But
well, imagine if you're a guy that hit the superfecta. And you hit it for $4,600, you know, you're jumping for joy.
With a try.
So sorry. So sad. Too bad. Bye-bye.
The exacta.
And if you threw that horse out and you had all these superfecta tickets and you were a loser because, what is it, Medina Spirit?
Yeah.
Medina Spirit got in there. You're like, oh, what the hey? But you can't. Once
you
the
can't.
Race goes
it's
official,
paid.
It's official.
But anybody that
they
had
pay
like
off those results.
2, 3, and 4, like you'd get bumped up to 1, 2, and 3. And if you had that try, that would have been another huge payday in the try because Mandaloon was even more of a long shot.
Yeah.
So the try would have paid even more. Woof. Wow. 312-332-3776. Gustavo, by the way, Going back to what we were discussing during Crosstalk, says, guys, FIFA, that's definitely the most dirty.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking FIFA, about what's filthy. The most dirty. Yeah, FIFA is.
For Qatar to be able to get the World Cup.
Let me throw that poll up.
With their history. With their history.
Yeah, you're and, right.
Sure. You know,
human rights abuses.
Right, human rights abuses.
And that's,
oh,
you know what,
heavens.
Though, and that's a little, that's not directly on the field. Although,
right, that's a governing body.
If you want to go to, like, the Italian league, they've got that's a history right. of corruption.
That's yeah. what I was saying to the guys. Like, the Serie A's had a couple of bad scandals over the years, haven't they? I feel yeah. like they have big
Juventus.
Yeah.
Juventus got knocked down a couple of leagues because
right. they had to fight back.
Match fixing.
Maybe I'll throw that up on the Twitter machine. Maybe we'll see if we can get that up. At Carmen DeFalco, at Yurko64 for the good kid. We're on Twitch today and every day. Watch us live in the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios. Just download the Twitch app or go to twitch.tv and search ESPN 1000 Chicago. We could take some baseball calls when we come back. You feeling a little bit better about the Cubs after the week they just had? You take 5 of 6 from the Dodgers and Pirates. I know the Pirates aren't very good, and Saturday was kind of a weird win where you won, even though I think you only got 4 hit. Do you feel good about the White Sox, this staff, and if they have all the pieces, even with the injury, to still spread their wings a little bit here and grab a big lead inside the AL Central? They had a great weekend in KC. 312-332-3776 is the number. We'll be right back.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the home of Carmen and Yurko.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN _ Chicago.
I want to get this Twitter poll up. It's just, I think it's actually a good talking point. What we were discussing during Crosstalk with Hoodie and with Cap about, like, you know, this news with Baffert and the Derby, and if they actually take that win away. There's a lot of corruption throughout sports. And there's the old saying, Yurko said it a million times, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Some is acceptable, some not so much. But with so much money on the line across all these different sports with a lot of fame and a lot of prestige, I mean, comes cheating scandals. And historically, it's happened throughout the generations. It continues to happen. I don't know what to put on this, though. I mean, on Twitter, you can only, I wish they would change this. It's dumb. I wish you could make it like 10 choices, but you can't. You can only put 4. So I thought Cap actually made an interesting argument about baseball. Look,
yes, he did.
Baseball had a rampant steroid issue. You just had a cheating scandal a year and a half ago. You know, with a team that played and won your world championship,
and you don't even have, the fans in New York are booing the team responsible 2 days ago because right. they were visiting because of their cheating scandal.
You've got this. You've got stuff with pitchers going on. I mean, does baseball deserve to be on there though with the likes of FIFA and cycling? I mean, no way.
I think though you should discern between on the field versus FIFA's corrupt as a body.
So should we leave it off?
I think though, in terms of soccer, like again, if you want to get into the match fixing, but that's
right.
You know how rampant is that? You're match fixing in soccer. I think you have cases, but I personally think like horse racing, right. cycling
for sure.
Baseball. I think baseball
and boxing. Or do we put another? All right, so we're going to keep baseball. We're going to put cycling. That'll be choice 2.
Horse racing.
All FIFA stuff was bribes, too.
Right.
That's off the...
Right. That's not on the pitch.
Yeah. That's...
That's...
How about baseball, cycling, horse racing, other? Should we do that?
That's fine.
And then just send us your others?
It's perfect.
All right. I'll put it up right now.
You know, like cheating in NASCAR is just part of it. You know, that's part of racing.
Oh, that's another good
Everybody
one.
Everybody tries to get an edge in NASCAR. And Jimmy Johnson's crew chief, Chad Knaus, has probably suspended 10, 15 times.
Rubbing his racing.
Yeah, you're trying to gain the edge, man. You got to find that speed.
Here, I'm going to put you guys all on here. We can all retweet. You guys can vote online at Twitter on my account, at Carmen DeFalco. Randy, and let me put Meller on here.
Let's put Meller on there.
I love it. On-air polls. All right, which is dirtiest? A bad dirty, not good dirty. I don't want people to be confused. You know, sometimes you say, oof, that was dirty, and that's a good thing. We're talking about bad dirty here.
Yeah.
It's like Waddle and Sylvie, good, bad, and dirty. They can do it today. Baseball, cycling, horse racing, other. The poll is up. Vote online. Go to Twitter and vote on my timeline. Let's say hi to Joe and Skokie. What's up, Joe?
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Sox pitching staff and Giolito.
Sure.
I don't think there's a team in the league that has a 4-5, if you call it like the White Sox. I think they have the two best arms actually on the staff, and they're learning how to pitch. And on Giolito, I always thought it was strange that he's one of the few pitchers that throws his changeup high. And I think most batters think it's a fastball when it's up there at their eyes, and it's been working, but I think they're guessing a little more now. I think he has to add the third pitch more because they're starting to guess like what happened in Boston about that high changeup. Most of the changeups are usually down except for him.
He's been mostly fastball and changeup, Joe, the last couple of years. It's what's made him so successful. You're right. He has gone away from the slider, threw a little bit more early in the year. You know what's incredible about what the White Sox are doing? Giolito hasn't even really been great. You know, the game he was great in, they did him, if you ask me, a tremendous disservice by the lineup Tony La Russa threw out there. That was probably Giolito's best game when he dueled with Bieber, right? I mean, like, Giolito hasn't even been that dominant. And look at this White Sox staff. As Meller said, they got the lowest ERA in baseball. They're second in Fangraphs WAR right now as a starting staff. They've got the second lowest fielding independent pitching. They've got the fourth lowest WHIP and the seventh highest K rate. That's what they're doing with, you know, Lance Lynn missing a turn, Giolito not being as dominant. Cease's first couple starts even weren't great, but the way these guys are going right now, look, when the Brewers are healthy, they can probably make a pretty good case for one of the most dominant staffs in the game. The White Sox are right up there. When the Dodgers are healthy, they're not right now. Yeah. If the Sox stay healthy, this rotation appears to be as good and as deep as anybody.
Yeah, now you feel a lot better about yourself, right?
Absolutely.
At 30 games, not so much, but here we are, 37, 38 games. Now we're feeling a little bit better about ourselves.
I think you're absolutely
good
right.
Good for you. You guys got talent.
They
good
do. There's
you.
A lot of talent.
You there guys is. Enjoy it. I mean, anything short of a World Series victory is a disappointment this year.
Oof, that's
it's a
lofty.
Disappointment. Oof. Anything short of a World Series trip.
Okay.
How short
All right,
is.
I'll
a
give
World
you that.
A World Series trip.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
You need to go to the World Series this year.
Yeah, I kind of.
Whether you win or not is up to you guys.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
They'll be acquiring players at the trade deadline. The White Sox will be acquiring
I think
players.
They might. Drew's in Valpo. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I've been listening to you guys every day.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about the Kentucky Derby real quick.
Yep.
If you guys think that Mandaloon and Brad Cox and Todd Pletcher's horses and Steve Atmison, who actually is the winningest trainer at Churchill Downs, so their statement about integrity is a joke, because I know I've been in the back there. Steve Atmison is one of the most dirtiest animal abusers.
Oh, that's terrible.
That I've ever known. Like, literally, he, like, puts, like, tape on his horses when they break their legs, or like not break their legs, but have like hoof issues, he tapes glue on them so they can still race.
Mm. All right, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about this. I don't want to, you know, throw the guy into the woodshed here, and you know, because we can't. He's not here to counter, but
he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying, and
okay.
I don't know. Enough about Steve Asmussen.
Either do I
to
really.
Be able to tell you yes he does or no he does
but
not.
What's the so what's the overall point though, Drew? That it's that it is that dirty. Bob, that's like an inherently dirty.
If, I think that Bob, if Bob would not be that dumb, if he wanted to cheat, I don't think he'd be using. I don't think he'd be using the Antori. He'd be using real steroids, because there's definitely real steroids in horse racing, and I think it's a thing like the Patriots, where everyone's doing it a little bit over, but since everyone hates Bob because he wins all the time,
mm-hmm.
they're calling foul on him.
All right.
Because I guarantee if you take all those 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby, all of them are over, at least by a little bit.
Well, but they all test, though, right? I mean, Drew, thanks. As I understand
yes,
it, y'all have to have a test. Then it's a split test. They got out ahead of the story yesterday. I guess Baffert knew it was coming, so they sort of released the statement first. Normally, the racing board would you know, come to some sort of conclusion upon the second test, the second sample being tested. Excuse me. I don't know. The guy's been accused of cheating for years. He keeps racing. He keeps winning. Have they never caught him? What's he doing? They never.
They
caught
him with some stuff with gamine.
Did they?
Gamine, what, you know, that horse that won an earlier race on Kentucky Derby Day, they caught him last year.
Is that right?
Putting some supplements in her stuff.
So how does he keep up being allowed to ride?
Well,
the rules?
I mean, they went and they investigated, and it was races that were won on May 2nd last year at Oaklawn Park.
Huh.
So the Arkansas State Racing Commission cleared him over a course of time. So...
See, do they? I don't know. I don't know. About, I
Listen,
don't know.
I have a feeling if you start getting into the racing world, you start scratching your head a little bit, going,
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's
boy,
what it seems
These guys all
like.
Seem to be familiar with each other.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, and do they just sort of tacitly allow
the great thing they do in the horse racing industry is keep track of the bloodlines.
Yeah.
Over the course of decades and, you know, at least a century.
It's meticulous here.
It is meticulous. Their bloodlines, they do a tremendous job of that bookkeeping on who is from who and from who and from who and from who.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because it's very important.
It's very important for that business, yes.
Let's go to Tom in Maine. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Carm?
Good.
Good. Love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Like everybody else.
Thank you.
You guys get me through my work days.
Thank you.
So I called. There's a couple things. I've got a 13-year-old who's in eighth grade going on 14. The kid loves baseball. I grew up like you guys, kind of, you know, like the WGN era.
Yes,
I'm in Maine
yes.
now, but I grew up in Illinois, in Grays Lake. And I grew up in that era. And, you know, back then, you watched the game when you got home from school, when you were done playing or whatever. Even I remember sitting in the game would be on in the background, and I would be listening while I was playing with my G.I. Joes. And like you guys, it drives me batty that he won't come in and watch the games, but he'll sit and he'll play his MLB The Show for hours every day. He just can't focus in on the game.
That's cool that he's at least playing. That's cool that he's at least playing the video game, though, Tom. Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. You know, my son loves to play baseball, but watching it, they're just different. They watch YouTubers. They really do. Speaking of that, we got to get into Logan Paul and Jake Paul too. I don't get it. But we're in the minority
either.
Because that's what the world is becoming. It's becoming about these YouTube stars. But my son, now he's not watching those guys. He's a little young for that. But, you know, he watches some 24-year-old kid that's a gazillionaire. And he's got 40 million followers on YouTube.
So
crazy.
It's nuts. Absolutely
it is.
Nuts. I found something on Steve Asmussen.
All right.
If I can, real quickly here. All right. PETA, for the ethical
People
treatment of animals, that thing. Document overuse of pain-masking drugs to push horses beyond the point of physical exhaustion. It accused Asmussen and Blasi of administrating drugs to horses for non-therapeutic purposes to boost performance. The group accused them of forcing injured horses to train and race and having one of their jockeys use an electric shocker to make horses run faster.
Poor horse. He didn't do anything, you know.
13 charges, 4 of them stuck. You know, and they were fined $10,000, but after that, it was really nothing.
All right. Yeah, the Paul brothers making news again. They seemingly do that on a daily basis. Help us understand why. And vote on the Twitter poll, and if you've got a thought on it, which is dirtiest? We're talking bad dirty. Baseball, cycling, horse racing. Is it something else? 312-332-3776. We'll be right back. This hour of the show is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Dirtiest sports, crime and corruption, 312-332-ESPN. Another horse racing issue here with Bob Baffert and this positive test for Medina Spirit, the winner of the Kentucky Derby just over a week ago. The Preakness is this week, the second leg. Baffert's supposed to have two horses, that one and another one, running in the Preakness. We will see. We can take some phone calls on this. You can vote on the Twitter poll at Carmen DeFalco, 312-332-3776. Coming up after 11 o'clock, want to play some Matt Nagy sound. He was on Colin Cowherd talking about Justin Fields and Andy Dalton. Also want to play you something that I caught on the Ryan Russillo podcast last week when he was talking to Trent Dilfer, recapping the draft and some thoughts on Justin Fields, Yurko. So we'll play that after 11. This is, let's see, let's go to Greg and Huntley on ESPN 1000. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great.
I'm doing well. So I'm a horse trainer. And
what do we got?
What I'd like to talk about is I don't do race horses, I do show horses, but that the drug that they used is used for anti-inflammatory type things. They inject it into the horse's joints.
Right.
And it was, you know, I'm not saying, you know, in a 3-year-old horse, that's an awful young horse to do that with, but you know, it is something that those are things that we do as trainers to keep our horse as healthy as possible it's rather common practice to do that with the horses.
But it should have been out of there by race day, right? That's the thing. I mean, those are rules.
Yes. I don't know exactly what the rules are with you need to do it far enough in ahead of time
right.
so that it does that. And I don't know. You know, it was 21 picograms, I think,
right.
was the...
10 are allowed. Ten are allowed.
Yeah.
Right. Which is an extremely small amount.
I heard Baffert say a picogram is the equivalent to a grain of salt in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Could that be right?
It's 1/1,000,000,000th of a gram.
Wow. Holy cow. Yeah, so that's pretty infinitesimally small when you think about it.
You're talking, you know, I mean, when you just sort of put it into perspective of the bigger picture, 1/1,000,000,000th of a gram. I'm not saying certainly it was over what the allowed amount, but you're talking about such a small amount. The fact that he's denying the whole thing is a little weird.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, and strongly denying it. Oh, it's never been in the horse. Right. You said something interesting. Like, it seems young, and I know you don't specifically deal with thoroughbreds, but it seems, I don't know what the average life expectancy is. Like, at 3, how old is that in a horse's lifetime? And is it odd that a horse that young would need an anti-inflammatory like that?
3 is very young, yes. You know, I mean, these horses are very young. The problem with the thoroughbreds is they start them when they're 18 months and 2 years old, and they start galloping them, so they can be racing at 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you do get you get a lot of wear and tear and a lot of strain put on their joints, and that's what gets done. I mean, horses can live until their 30s.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
And it's you think about it. I always tell people it's sort of like. It's like driving your car. You know, the more miles you put on the car, and the more often you drive it, the more you have to change the oil in your engine, right?
Yeah, right.
Yep. It's sort of the same thing with the horse's joints. If the horses aren't getting a lot of work, you don't need to do it a lot.
Right. Makes sense.
If the horses are working hard, as racehorses often do, they're athletes, like any other elite athlete, then more of that stuff needs to get done.
Yeah, Greg, good stuff. We appreciate the knowledge. Thank you for checking in. So that is a small amount when you hear just how little that is. One trillion of a gram.
It's twice what's allowed, though.
Yeah, yeah, right. Twice the times because there's 21, right?
Even though it's small. Yes. Yeah.
Let's add a Craig real quick in Norridge. What up, Craig?
Hey, Carmen. Hey, Eric. What's going on?
How are you, buddy?
Good. Well. Just wanted to chime in because I think our sons are similar in age. I got a son that turned 9.
Mm-hmm.
He's on 2 baseball teams to travel, and they got to then do the park district team. That's the rule.
Right, town
they
ball.
Also, yep, flag football. But just to chime in, it's just different nowadays. You know, I'm 35, and I remember playing baseball, trading cards with my buddies. Growing up and then watching, ESPN Baseball Tonight every single night, multiple times, and then in the morning,
Yeah, we'd watch it again. And like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Craig. Like, we used to watch that replay of SportsCenter. You know, we'd already seen it twice, and, hey, let's watch it a third time. Craig, thanks for checking in, man. The problem is the kids do have and it's not even a problem. It's just a different world. There's more for them to do.
Right.
We had a limited number of things we could really watch, and baseball was one of them.
They've got NFTs now, non-fungible tissues or whatever the hell they are.
There's too much out there for them. There's too much in terms of entertainment, what they can
too many distractions.
Enjoyment out of, what's going to distract them. They don't watch the way we did.
What entertained us was sports. They've got too many choices and options.
But I'm glad that they play, and it's nice to see so many kids still play. Like, baseball by us in our town is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, all the kids, the boys play it. They love it.
You're the coach. You should know.
One of them, yeah. All right, we'll take more phone calls. We'll talk some Bears, play Matt Nagy, and a potential left tackle for the Bears is off the board. We'll talk about that when we come back in 2 minutes.